Election Night Live Wire Paxton vs. Cornyn Finale Headlines Texas Runoffs. By Bradley J. on May 26, 2026. Texans cast ballots Tuesday in primary runoff elections that could steer the direction of politics in Texas and Washington for a generation. The marquee race is incumbent Senator John Cornyn, RTX, versus Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, RTX, sporting a fresh endorsement from President Donald Trump, for the chance to take on Radical Democrat nominee James Tallarico in November. Cornyn outspent Paxton in the March 3 primary with such unprecedented cash that the battle holds the ignominious record for the most expensive primary in the history of the nation. Cornyn and his allies spent over $100 million on his behalf, with Paxton and his allies spending somewhere between $4 and $6 million. Yet Cornyn, a sitting U.S. senator, fell 8 points shy of hitting 50%, an embarrassment for a four-term senator who once served as the second-ranking Senate Republican behind only his mentor, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, and who finished second in December 2024 in his bid to replace McConnell. He only received about a point and a half more of the primary votes than Paxton, with Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, receiving about 13%. Trump did not endorse in the primary. Yet within about a day of votes being counted, the president posted on Truth Social that he would make an endorsement in the runoff and asked the candidate not receiving his endorsement to drop out, avoiding an expensive primary. The conventional wisdom in Washington was Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, had won out, convincing Trump that Cornyn's small plurality in the primary was reason to back the establishment-backed Cornyn. Political lackeys for Thune and Cornyn openly gloated. But just a day later, Paxton pulled a rabbit out of his hat. In a brilliant political masterstroke that could change the trajectory of the Republican Party, the AG pledged to consider dropping out of the race if Cornyn could shepherd the Save America Act through the Senate to passage. That legislation, a favorite of Trump and overwhelmingly favored by not only Republicans but independents and Democrat voters, had stalled in the Republican-led Senate, with establishment senators like Cornyn giving lip service to the bill yet doing little to force the bill through. The MAGA grassroots in Texas and beyond exploded. Trump's promised endorsement did not come until 75 days later, with polling showing Paxton building a growing lead over the hapless Cornyn. Trump endorsed Paxton on May 19. The endorsement sent shockwaves throughout Washington. The president had revealed just hours earlier, to an inquiry from Breitbart News Washington correspondent Nick Gilbertson, he would be endorsing in the race. The establishment assumed, or hoped, their Texas lifeline had arrived. It was not to be. Republican senators fumed to the Capitol press corps as they assembled at a weekly conference lunch. Shortly after, they ended progress on Trump's border funding package, choosing to go on early vacation rather than meet Trump's June 1 deadline. Just hours later, responding to a question from Breitbart's Gilbertson on if Trump's endorsement was a message not only to Republican senators but MAGA-aligned potential candidates considering primary challenges in 2028, Vice President J.D. Vance made clear that Trump's endorsement was a message to Republicans who talked a big game but weren't with the president when he most needs them. I've known John Cornyn for a long time, but unfortunately, you know, when it really counted, Ken Paxton was there for the country, was there for the president, and that's why he ultimately earned the president's endorsement, Vance said. He added, I think one of the things we've seen in the Republican Party, while I can't say that all of our representatives are perfect or all of our senators are perfect, we have seen a much better crop of talent come into Washington since Donald Trump has been the leader of the party and the leader of the movement. I do think we're going to continue to see that happen, but I think the message that people should take from this is, fundamentally, you have got to serve the people who sent you. If you don't do that, you're going to find yourself out of step with voters, or out of step with the President of the United States, and that's not a good place to be politically. While petulant Republican senators might block Trump's agenda the rest of the year, a Paxton victory could firmly set the party on a new path in the Senate, which has been slower to change personnel and ideology in the age of Trump than the House. Some senators could fall in line rather than risking a Trump-backed challenger. Others might choose to forego re-election bids. Regardless, Trump's Paxton endorsement, with all the inevitable fallout, represents a flexing of his presidential muscle not yet seen in Trump's second term. Tuesday, Trump's flex could pay off. But this is Texas, and anything is possible. Besides the Senate races, several House primary runoffs taking place in Texas have garnered attention, with new district lines, also forced through by the president, limiting Democrat opportunities for competitiveness. Democrat reps Al Green and Christian Menefee face off after finishing within a couple points in the primary. Former Representative Colin Allred faces his replacement, Representative Julie Johnson, after Allred stepped away from his Senate bid. Polls close at 8 p.m. ET. This story will be updated throughout the evening. Bradley J. is political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.